Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you today as we continue along in the gospel. Today we're in John chapter 6. We're continuing along and we left off with the question, are we still hungry? Being that there are those who had come across and followed Jesus from the area of Tiberias in the southwestern part of the Sea of Galilee after they had been fed, some 5,000 men with their wives and children, some 12,000 people, where they had taken a couple of bread and a few fish, and they had fed everybody, the miracles of the fish and the bread, and they followed Jesus, and they were seeking him and wanting to have their stomach to be filled. And finally, Jesus challenges them, and as he declares here in verse 32, he says, "And Jesus said to them, most assuredly, I say to you, Moses did not give you bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." And so here he's defining what true bread is. They were seeking to have their natural needs met, otherwise their daily bread, their daily food. And as they saw that, and they were saying, man, this guy's amazing. Not only could we have our daily needs met, can you imagine after eating your dinner and washing your dishes and putting everything away, the next day when you wake up and you go to your refrigerator or you open it up and it's filled each and every day as you go to it, you always have food in your refrigerator. And I got a feeling that's kind of what these guys were thinking, that, you know, Jesus was going to take care of their very natural need and where they have that substance of food at their disposal at all time. But Jesus was trying to pull them from the natural to the spiritual, where he says, hey, I got bread. The bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Then they said unto him, Lord, give us this bread always. Otherwise, that's what we really need. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. And he who comes to me shall never hunger. And he who believes in me shall never thirst. So here he's using a very normal, natural thing that's in within every person, those drives, that simple drive to eat, that drive to thirst. And he said, I will satisfy you day in and day out, each and every day, if you just simply come to me, if you just simply believe in me. It says, he who believes in me shall never thirst. So we have to ask ourselves, do we believe in Jesus? And you say, well, yes, I do. Well, we have to make sure we define what that means. Because in the book of James, it tells us the demons also believe. They believe and tremble. See, you can believe that Jesus exists. You can believe that he was a good teacher. You can believe that he was a prophet. But there's a big difference between believing in him and trusting him as Lord over your life and as Savior. Because when you submit to him and you turn your life over to him, you say, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to believe in you in all that I do. He says, but I said unto you, in verse 36, I said to you that you who have seen me, yet do you not believe, and all the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. He says, otherwise, there's some here who've been seeing these miracles and seeing the things that I've been doing, and you still don't get it. You don't believe in me. But if you do believe in me, and if you come to me, he says, I will not no ways cast thee out, for I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. See, Jesus sought each and every day to seek to do the things that please the Father. What a great example for us that we would seek to do the will of the Father here upon this earth. You would say, well, Pastor Terry, I want to know what the will of the Father is. Well, part of it is we've been talking about. Believe it on him, his Son, whom thou hast sent. We saw that yesterday as we were studying together. But the will of God for our lives, as you can discover from Genesis through Revelation, is for us to have fellowship with Him and for us to walk with Him, and that we would walk in the newness of life that He has for us. And so then He goes on and He tells us here in verse 39, He says, "This is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all He has given me, of all that He has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up in the last days. For this is the will of Him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son, believes in Him, may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up in the last days." All of a sudden, He starts shifting gears, talking to this crowd, not just about the food that they were looking for to fill their stomach, and He was trying to bring them to the place where they were now seeking to fill their hearts with the spiritual bread that Jesus was talking about. But now He's shifting gears as He's talking about eternity. See, God always has eternity in mind for our lives. And certainly Jesus is saying the net result, if you believe in me, He says, I'm not going to lose sight of you. And in the last days, you're to be risen up. You're to be there with me. And you'll be able to enjoy everlasting life. And He says, then, it tells us in verse 41, the Jews then complained about Him, complained about Jesus, because He says, I am the bread of life which came down from heaven. They had a real trouble that Jesus possibly could be the Messiah. And they said, isn't this not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mothers we know? How is it that He says, I have come down from heaven? And Jesus therefore answered and said to them, do not murmur among yourself. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up in the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Therefore, everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except he who is from God. He has seen the Father. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. He's just really laying it out to him. He says, if you're going to believe what the scriptures had to say, if you have a heart to really to know God, if you have a heart to seek to know God, you'll find Jesus. You'll know Him. And the net result of knowing Him is He's going to offer you everlasting life, and you'll be able to enjoy the fruit of it. Then He tells us in verse 48, as He once again reassures to the crowd, He says, I am the bread of life. They were doubting. Those Jews were murmuring. He says, how can you say that He's the bread of life? If He says that He's the bread of life, then we have to admit that He came from the Father. In verse 49, He says, your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and are dead. Speaking of those who, of course, went through the Exodus with Moses. It says, and this is the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread. That beautiful phrase, once again, I am. I am the all-becoming one. I am that I am that we saw there in Exodus at the burning bush, where He says, I am the living bread, which came down from heaven. And anyone who eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. And I imagine at that point they were thinking like, oh my goodness, we were just thinking about getting some more fish or more bread. What's this all about? But yet He's saying the bread is my flesh that's going to be given. That's going to be actually, you know, as you could picture this, down the road a piece where Jesus does go and gives His life, gives His body. He gives up His life for your life and my life in order that we might have life. See, the Bible tells us it's our sin that separates us from God. He says, without the, you know, the remission of sin, without the shed blood, there's no remission of sin. And Jesus says, he says, the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. See, God so loved the world. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. I always picture this as you move forward. Now, if you go up into the upper room, that last week that Jesus was alive here on this earth, as he was sitting with his disciples, as they were sharing in communion, and he says, take, eat this bread, as he broke the bread. This is my body that's broken for you. How he is willing to die for your life and for my life. I never, ever can get over the fact that Jesus loves me, that God loves me. I've never graduated past that. I don't think any believer really can understand it. Paul says, I don't try to figure it out. I don't try to frustrate the grace of God. I just come to the place to accept it. That great love of God for your life and my life, where the bread of life came and he walked among us, and then how the bread of life was willing to give up his life in order that we might have fellowship, that we might have communion with God. Aren't we so thankful for Jesus Christ? Aren't we so thankful for the life that we have in him? You might be listening to me and hearing this podcast and say, well, I don't know for sure if I'm part of the family of God. Well, my question would be to you, do you believe in Jesus? Are you looking to have your sins forgiven? Then why not ask him right now? Why not pray and say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and change my life. I want to surrender my will to your will. Lord, would you please be Lord over my life? In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, I believe that you too now are part of the family of God. And I rejoice with you to know that your sin, my sins, have been forgiven. And so until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you.
Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.